السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرتك ياكو صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and the family afiyat. Allah ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. حضرت مفتي ياكو صاحب، inshallah the platform is yours.
أمين يا رب العالمين. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم for those lovely دعاس. أكون الله خيرا. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us another opportunity to awaken. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, because respected ummah, every day could be our last day. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his sahabi radiallahu anhu, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ, said to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, if Allah allows you and awakens you in the morning, then there's no guarantee to be around and alive in the evening. And vice versa, if Allah awakens you in the evening, there's no guarantee that you'll be around in the morning. So every day we have to take as an opportunity that Allah gifts us to make a difference. Alhamdulillah. We were discussing the Anbiya alayhim as-salawatu minallahi wa taslimat, and how the Quran defends the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, and the ahadith mubarakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defend the Anbiya alayhim as-salawatu wa salam, and how valuable is this ummah, that the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually to stand and testify for the Anbiya alayhimus salam on Judgment Day. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so beautifully that, oh my ummah, ma min ahadin min al-umam illa wadda annaha min ummati. Every ummah of the past, ma min rajulin min al-umam, every individual of the previous ummah on Judgment Day will wish that they were from my ummah. So how fortunate are we to be from the ummah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for us to learn about the Anbiya alayhim as-salam is quite pertinent. So we're just doing a rundown or a crux about them. We were just discussing recently this great Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Hud alayhi salam, and how for so many years he gave da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then how his people were then destroyed. Just a few more hadith that mention about him. Many ayat of the Quran Kareem, at least 7 times Allah Ta'ala mentions him in the Quran Kareem. There's a report in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad and at-Tirmidhi where the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Harith bin Hassan, says that I was on my way to Medina Munawwara to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about a certain issue. And I passed a town called Rabada. Now, when I passed this town, now this is an isolated town, I passed an elderly lady. So she stopped me and she asked me, will you take me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And anyway, the incident goes like this, quite lengthy. When we got there, and she was, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us, the sahabi says that there were so many people in the masjid, because I asked, what's going on? So they said to me that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending Hazrat Amr bin As out in the path of Allah. يَبْعَثُ عَمْرَ بْنِ الْعَاصِ وَجْهًا. So I waited, and then I sought permission, and I mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah's Nabi, as I was coming, there was this elderly person that wanted to see you, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed, and she came. And in that, when we spoke, I realized that she had an issue against mine. And then I thought to myself, oh, I am actually carrying trouble for me. And I remembered the parable, like it was said in the past, that the goat carried its death. I took this elderly person, and now she's my opponent. So I seek Allah's protection from being like the wafid of Aad. So what was the wafid of Aad? Now there's an interesting report where when Aad were receiving this severe drought, they sent a delegation to go to Mecca. So this has to be in ancient times, in the early days of Mecca Mukarramah, because if we put the incidents together in sequence, Hazrat Hud alayhi salam came long before Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and there is Mecca Mukarramah. That's why بنا بيت رب العرش عشر فخذهم ملائكة الله الكرام فآدم فشيث فإبراهيم ثم عمالقة. And then the Kaaba of Allah was built quite a few times, even prior to Hazrat Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. The ملائكة of Allah تعالى, Hazrat Adam عليه السلام, Hazrat Sheeth عليهم السلام. So like that. So we came, they went to Mecca, and when they got there, there was a hospitable person. Muawiyah bin Bakr was his name. He was very hospitable to them, and they forgot the actual reason why they came. And then they went into the wilderness when they were reminded, and then they prayed. But they were given a punishment, meaning they were told to choose which cloud, and the punishment then came to the nation Ad. There is a slight difference of opinion as far as whether that was concerning the same original Ad or was there another Ad after that. But anyway, it seems to be the same. Allah Ta'ala knows best. But Allah Ta'ala save us, that when we go on behalf of people, we should become a means of mercy for the people and not a means of curse and punishment for a people. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nusirtu bis sabah. Allah has helped me. I have been helped through sabah, the easterly wind, the wind that comes from the east. And this was the ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala. The wind that came from the east, so the merciful wind that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefrom. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned specifically, وَأُهْلِكَتْ عَادٌ بِالدَّبُورِ. And the wind that was called Dabur was the wind that destroyed this powerful nation. But what we learn is how powerful is the winds of Allah. Subhanallah. Imagine what control do we have if Allah Ta'ala just sends winds. Really, we will be finished. The power of Allah is so mighty and so great. If Allah Ta'ala sends His winds, what chance do we have? I said there's an amazing hadith where the malaika of Allah Ta'ala asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, is there any of your creation more powerful than the mountains? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yes, I created steel. Oh Allah, what's more powerful than steel? Allah Ta'ala said to the malaika, I created fire. Fire can melt the steel. Oh Allah, what is more powerful than the fire? Allah Ta'ala said, I created water. Oh Allah, anything more powerful than that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Allahu Akbar, Allah created the winds. What those winds can do, Ya Allah. Imagine how much in need are we of Allah. That's why there's a hadith that portray that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the winds blew strong, he would rush to perform salah and he would turn to Allah. And then Hazrat Aisha asked him, and I notice you get this worry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that what if this is a punishment like it happened to the nation Aad, when they thought, oh, hada aridum mumtiruna, or this is actually a cloud that's coming to give us rain because they wanted rain. And it wasn't rain. It was the punishment of Allah Ta'ala that came via those winds. That very, very, very powerful nation were totally destroyed by the powerful winds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam gave them da'wah for many years, but they didn't accept, and only the believers were spared. But Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, then Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam continued his efforts, and then alhamdulillah, the believers were spared. What happened later was Allah's Nabi left this world, and we always hear from the pious and our elders that when Dawat was carried out, Deen remained alive. And yes, Dawat and all the works of Deen is very, very pertinent and very, very important. When the Nabi of Allah left in the past, Dawat came out of the life. And then when people just lived without making an effort, then Deen came out of the life. And an example of that is what happened next. Because the next Nabi of Allah is Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. And now Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, has his lineage, but there is a report that the same offspring of Hazrat Hud alayhi salam's people, the offspring of the believers. Imagine believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happened is their progeny went astray. And when their progeny went astray, Allah sent Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam to them. And he made many years of effort. Allah Ta'ala blessed him. He lived for 280 years. And some reports, like Allama Sawi says, that between Hazrat Salih and Hazrat Hud alayhi salam is a period of approximately 100 years. So Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam is making effort on his people. and he's calling them to Allah, and he's telling them about Allah. And there's so many beautiful ayat of the Quran Kareem. 9 times Allah Ta'ala tells us about Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Ta'ala mentions about Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. And to Thamud, we sent their brother, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. So he came from the community, and he spoke to his people about Allah. قَالَ يَا قَوْمُ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. Oh my people, worship Allah. There's no deity for you besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he called them to Allah on many occasions, repeatedly, using such beautiful methods, subhanallah, he's telling them that you have to understand Allah is one, Allah has no partner whatsoever. Then they're telling him, you have to stop telling us all this nonsense of yours. And then they said to him, you know, we had good anticipation in you before this. Now you're stopping us from idolatry and you're telling us to worship one God. What is wrong with you? How can we leave that? أَتَنْهَانَا أَنْ نَعْبُدَ مَا يَعْبُدُ أَبَاؤُنَا. Are you stopping us from following what our forefathers used to do? And we are doubting what you are telling us. وَإِنَّنَا لَفِي شَكِّم مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبُ. So he says, you want me to stop calling you to Allah. And Allah has given me this mercy. And now he uses an amazing strategy with them. He says, if I defy Allah, who will help me against that? I'll get the punishment of Allah for my defiance. فَمَا تَزِيدُونَنِي غَيْرَ تَخْسِيرٍ. Oh my people, you want me to go through loss? If I have to disobey Allah, that will be a loss for me. And then they said to Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, you know what? You are bewitched. Someone has put witchcraft on you. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. And that's the preferred meaning of that verse. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. To be bewitched. The other meaning of مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ could be from the word سَحَرٍ. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was departing from this world, he was reclining on my sahar and my chest and by my lungs. So what it means in this context, one of the possible translations, is you're a human being, you have lungs, you have limbs. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. But anyway, in this context, the first meaning seems to be more suitable. You are from those who are bewitched. You're a human being. Bring whatever sign you want. There's another report where they asked him for a sign. So Hazrat Salih alayhi salam says to them, tell me what you'll want, I will grant you. But what's astonishing is, even if they're not from the offspring of the believing people of Hazrat Hud alayhi salam, so a nation, right? Some reports suggest that they could have been from their offspring. And others report another lineage to them and another area where they lived in the Yemeni region, the remote region. Anyway, the Nabi of Allah is making dua and to Allah and calling his people to Allah. And then he warns them, have you not heard how this previous nation were destroyed? And instead of saying, yes, you know, we should learn a lesson from there. So Allah's Nabi Hazrat Salih alayhi salam is telling them, yes, we need to learn. Imagine, they were so powerful, Allah's winds came and they could do nothing. Imagine if Allah's punishment comes upon us, what would we be able to do when it comes to the winds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Instead of saying, yeah, we really need to make right with Allah, Allah is so powerful, what they are saying, no, we have our plan. And you know what was their plan? They built structures inside the mountains. And this is how powerful was this nation. And this was their loftiness and their size. They were huge. They lived long. Allah blessed them with these bounties. But they forgot where it came from. And when the Nabi of Allah used different strategies to call them to Allah, instead of them awakening and realizing that how the winds came and a powerful nation of like Aad could not do anything, what will happen to them? The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there's a beautiful dua when the winds blow. Let's share this dua, respected Ummah. إِذَا عَصَفَتِ الرِّيحِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, when the winds blow severe, the Aisha's report, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha, wa khayra ma fiha, wa khayra ma ursilat bih, wa a'udhu bika min sharriha, wa sharri ma fiha, wa sharri ma ursilat bih. Oh Allah, I beseech you for the goodness of this winds, and the good that is in it, and the goodness that it sent with. Give us the goodness. And Allah, save us from its harm, and the harm that could be in it, and the harm that it could be sent with and sent for. Oh Allah, protect us from the harm and grant us the goodness. in that hadith where the malaika of Allah asked Allah about the power of the winds, is there anything more powerful? Now the ayat of the Quran Kareem referring to the powerful winds. وَالذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَا فَالْحَامِلَاتِ وِقْرًا فَالْجَارِيَاتِ يُسْرًا فَالْمُقَسِّمَاتِ أَمْرًا. Imagine Allah Ta'ala says to the malaika, more powerful than the winds, Allah Akbar, is nothing but the believer who does for Allah sincerely. He gives for Allah so sincerely with the one hand that the other doesn't even know of it. That is even more powerful, that Allah Ta'ala will change conditions for the believer through his deeds and his du'as. Subhanallah. But this nation did not take a lesson, even though the previous nation's situation was in front of them, but they didn't want to realize and they didn't want to learn their lesson. So Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam continued making an effort until a time came where they said, okay, show us a miracle. And then Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah and a miracle was granted to them. Now interestingly, this miracle was their demand. They took Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. They said, okay, you are telling us all of this and you're telling us about Allah. See this mountain? We want a camel to come out from inside this mountain. It must be huge and it must be pregnant and it must be very near its time to give birth. Naqatun ashra, meaning its 9th and 10th month. So Allah Ta'ala's Nabi said to them that if I bring this miracle for you, will you believe? They said, of course. And they gave their word. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned and taught the Ummah, don't demand specific miracles. Even though Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought the most amount of miracles, every miracle that any Nabi brought, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought similar, same and greater. Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam brought some miracles and they are so great, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought many, many miracles. But he never demanded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he, from this lesson, that the demands of the previous people, so he taught the ummah. And then Allah ta'ala blessed this people with this test. And the camel came out from the rock. تِلْكَ الصَّخْرَةُ أَن تَنْفَطِرَ عَنْ نَاقَةٍ عَظِيمَةٍ عَشْرًا عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الْمَطْلُوبِ الَّذِي طَلَبُوا. The way they asked for it, exactly like that, Allah Ta'ala gave them this huge, humongous, healthy, beautiful camel. And it was pregnant. And subhanAllah, what happened then? Now, some of them brought iman, but most of them said, no, man, we are not prepared. We still... So Allah's Nabi says, but you're still not prepared? And then the Amir of those who had brought iman, his name was Jundu' radiallahu anhu. He was their leader. But now there was another group who went onto the incorrect side. And they were calling Jundu' and his men that, come, let's leave what Salih alayhi salam is doing. So the believers, who were very few, they said, no, we'll never forsake the teachings of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. But this other group said, no, we're still not interested. Imagine after the Nabi of Allah fulfilled their demand and their request, still they showed such wretchedness. What happened then was, because this is a bounty of Allah and this privilege, it comes with a responsibility. And what was the responsibility? Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, لَهَا شِرْبُ وَلَكُمْ شِرْبُ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. The camel gets a turn to drink and you get your turn to drink on specific days. In Surah Qamar, Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَبِّئْهُمْ أَنَّ الْمَاءَ قِسْمَةٌ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلُّ شِرْبٍ مُحْتَضَرٌ. Tell them, O Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, that the water will be distributed. Each one has their turn to drink. So this was obviously the responsibility they had to take care of their camel, because the camel Allah blessed them with needed a lot of water. In Surah Shu'ara, Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ هَذِهِ نَاقَةٌ لَهَا شِرْبُ وَلَكُمْ شِرْبُ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٌ. So Surah Shu'ara, verses 156 and then 157. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٌ. Do not harm the camel. Do not harm it in any way, because the repercussion of that would be, you would be seized with the punishment. As the Salih alayhi salatu wasalam noticed the intentions of some of them. Then, Ya Allah, there was this group. they were not interested in the message of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. And they had some other negative enticements. So this negativity is there. But when we want positivity, when we want goodness, we'll find positive motivation. But if we're looking for filth, there is filth out there. And this is what happened to them. This group, led by Qadar bin Salif, and there were quite a few others of his team, they said, you know what? And even the community members, every time this camel here is now coming to drink, we can't drink from our well whenever we want to. So the Sahabi of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam says to them, you know what? You all have your time. Take on that day and take little extra. But this is a gift of Allah and it's a privilege, and a privilege comes with its responsibility. They were not prepared to listen. Then what happened was, there was this woman, one of their name, her name was Saduq, Saduq bintul Muhayya. And she was quite beautiful. She came from a noble family. And her husband was a Muslim. So it would have been a Sahabi, radiallahu anhu. But she left him. And she didn't want him because she was enticed by those other guys who claimed and falsely seemed to be macho. And then she wanted to join the incorrect group. And the other woman was Aniza. She was known as Ummu Ghanama. She was elderly. She was a disbeliever. She was wedded to the ringleader of the incorrect party. And his name was Ru'ab bin Amr, one of the leaders of the force of Batil. So this woman went to Qadar. She says, you know, the beauty of my daughters, I'll give them to you. She had four daughters. I want you to end up this task. And he was thinking that was his intention. And now there's a greater motivation to it. See the fitna of women. Allah Ta'ala save us. That many a time the forces of Batil will come through women. Even our businessmen, our entrepreneurs. This is Allah Ta'ala save us, respected businessman. In the field that you are in, be strong on Iman. Sometimes they want you to sign on the dotted line, or you want to get into a certain deal, or get involved in riba and this and that. The strategy of the force of Batil is they'll send women with a shorter dress. And the more they want to get done is, the shorter dress will be sent. And then many a time, they even say to the woman, do what you have to do. Offer yourself to that man, as long as you get him to sign. That's why how much we have to worry for our Iman. How much we have to worry that Allah Ta'ala save us from sin. Hazrat Abu Huraira used to teach his students. And he used to make dua, Allah save me from zina. They asked him, such a senior person. He says, how can we just trust ourselves? Shaitan will always endeavor to mislead us. So this worry for our Iman and for humanity's Iman is quite pertinent and important. What happened then was, this woman enticed him. And this group got ready. The Quran Kareem mentions 9 of them. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ 9 individuals of this gang. They would cause corruption on the earth. And they didn't want to bring goodness on this earth by obeying Allah. And they tried to harm Hazrat Salih alayhi salam and his Sahaba, who were connected to the deen and connected to the masjid. What happened here was, this group, and then they went to the remainder of the community. And according to the reports of history, the community joined them, besides the people of Iman, the followers of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allahu Akbar, they went and they waited for the camel. Despite the warnings of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, tanadaw sahibahum, this whole group went and they called their leader Qadar. Fata'atafa aqar. He took his weapon and he hamstrung the camel. That's in Surah Qamar. In Surah Al-Shams, which we read, إِذِ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. When the most wretched of them rushed forth, and Allah's Nabi said to them, Allah's camel, respect Allah's camel, be wary of Allah's camel, out of honor for the camel, Allah, that's called in the Quran, نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ. They asked Allah for the sign, Allah blessed them. And give consideration to the camel on its turn to drink. It needs to drink. Be cautious of, don't defy Allah. They defied Allah and denied, and they hamstrung the camel. What was the reaction? سورة الشمس. فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها. الله crushed them. دمدم عليهم. Their Lord, due to their crime, and he leveled them and he flattened them. And Allah Ta'ala fears no repercussion. Allah Ta'ala doesn't fear any backlash because he has all the power. The discussion continues, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq and the opportunity where what they did and why the Quran attributes the crime to all of them. Because not everyone in the community perpetrated the crime. But our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that sometimes we don't perpetrate a crime, but we are an accomplice to it. We are part and parcel of it. Allah Ta'ala says that. But sometimes we jammed in a situation and we're not happy with what is going on. And we're sad about the wrong. Allah Ta'ala will save us and we'll not be part and parcel of it. Especially when we try to stop the wrong. What happened to the camel? What happened to the child? Of the camel, inshallah, will be our discussion. Allah give us the opportunity. But let's protect our iman. And how Allah Ta'ala punished them also, we will discuss. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummiyyin.
Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al-jaza. Hazrat Mufti Yaqub Sahib, for that inspirational discussion. And this is the beauty of the Anbiya. Allah Ta'ala had given every Nabi of Allah a speciality. Alhamdulillah, but Allah Ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmatul lil alameen. Every quality and attribute every Nabi had individually, collectively Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted and blessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with each and every beauty and wonderful attribute. As somebody said, Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's example is like a multifaceted diamond. You know, look at it from all angles, any angle, it will shine and glitter. So this was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We can improve our akhlaq, manners and behavior and be role models so people could look at the beauty of Islam and accept the deen of Islam.